You got to be kidding. Do you want to die? Well, no, God wouldn't kill us. He might. Wouldn't this be a terrible thing to crawl in the back seat with your to-be wife in 2 weeks and you two start having sex and both of you instantly die right then they find you dead laying like that? Wouldn't it be awful? You know, they'd hide it some way, wouldn't they? They got struck by lightning. They'd do something. They'd never say it was a judgment of God. Is that right? We would never say God did this. But right here, God's doing this. Neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed and fell in one day, 23,000. Now then, verse 9 and 10. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted and were destroyed of the serpents. Now these are demons. Now actually it was actual physical snakes back in that day, but today he's telling us these are spiritual laws, so these are going to be demons I'm going to turn loose on you. And then he says, neither murmur or grumble and complain, as some of them also murmured or grumbled and complained and were destroyed of the destroyer himself. That's the devil, the main head dog. What would you think if God sent the main head devil against you? You ain't no match for him if God sends him. Now then, I realize the scripture says, submit yourself to God. Then you can resist the devil and he'll flee from you. But you notice what he said there. Submit yourself to God, which means obey him, right? So when you've obeyed, then you can tell the devil to go away and he'll leave. But sometimes he don't go away easy. That's why sometimes when people are afflicted with sickness and disease, it takes some real praying and some real commanding to get these devils that come into your body through sin to leave. I've experienced those things. So you do not want to go there, that's for sure. You want to make sure that you take these things to heart, that you don't commit any kind of sexual immorality, not even with your thought process, with your mind, don't lust. And for men, the thing to do is learn to look at all women right in their eyes. Never look at a woman nowhere except through the windows of her soul. Then, and women, you women all need to learn how to dress, especially Christian women. Christian women should never come in with a dress cut all the way down to your navel, just covering up the nipples on your breasts. You know, some women do that, but a Christian woman should never dress like that. She should dress to cover herself up, because whenever they're leaning over and showing everything they got, if a man's looking at you, he can't help but look in there, you know? And that's just the way a man's made. Especially if you're leaning over and he's trying to look in your eyes, he's just going to see everything anyway. So it's kind of hard to keep a man from lusting like that. So Christian women should learn to dress accordingly. Do you agree with that? Yeah, women should learn to do that, because if we don't do these things and we lust and we tempt the Lord and we grumble and complain, do you want to see him send the devil to kill us? No, but he will, won't he? Yes. He says he will.
That concludes part one of the Healing School titled, Flesh and Spirit War Against Each Other. We now join part two in progress.
Proverbs 4:10, hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of your life shall be many. So according to this scripture right here, what is it that gives you many years of life?
The Word.
The Word. That's absolutely right. The Word of God. But somebody will say, you know, that old book, it's just a book. Man wrote it, you know. It's nothing. No, it's not nothing. It's the Word of God. And it will set you free. It will change your life forever. Why will the Word of God, how is it able to do this? Because it is just a book with pages and pen and ink. And man did write it. About 40 or 45 men wrote the Bible over 1,500 years on three continents. But who actually put the Bible together? The Holy Spirit. Yeah. God put it together. And that's why it makes the perfect continuity that it makes when you read it and study it. There's no way you could take 45 different men that write a book over 1,500 years that could have the continuity of this book if it was put together by man. There's no man that could do that. I don't care. I can take one subject today, one subject, and get 10 men and tell each one of them to study that subject thoroughly and then write me an article on that subject, and I guarantee I get 10 different meanings because I got 10 different men. Everybody has got their idea. In fact, I forget which one of the czars it was. I was reading one of the emails, and one of the many czars, about 30 of them, which Obama has now, he says, if we don't stop doing certain things, that by 2020, I can't even remember all the crazy things they said is going to happen to the world. And I thought, you know, these guys don't have a clue who's running the world. They don't have a clue.
They don't.
But God's in control of the world. And because of sin, God is judging the world. Now, a lot of us don't see this as judgment, but way back in June, whenever Governor Schwarzenegger made homosexual marriages legal in California, or them were thinking about it, I told my church, I says, you know, if Schwarzenegger makes homosexual marriages legal, God will judge California.
Yes,
on the 20th of June, he made it legal. From the 20th of June to the 23rd of June, now that's only 3 days.
Yes.
Now then, in all of recorded history, as far as they've been keeping records for a long time, California had never had more than 547 fires in a given year that was started by lightning strikes until June the 20th of this last year. But by the 23rd, they had 8,000 in 3 days that had started fires all over the state of California. And somebody said, well, that's just a coincidence. No, there ain't no coincidence about it. It was God upset with what they were doing. And now then, of course, California is still burning. Do you know there's still fires going on in California right now, today? There has been hundreds and hundreds of homes. In fact, that last batch of homes that burned around L.A., I think there was 105 homes that run from $5 to $30 million apiece that burned around the city of L.A. And nobody understood why they burned. There was just these trees that were all planted in the front yards. They said they had a high content of oil in them. But for some strange reason, these trees spontaneously combusted, set the houses on fire, and burned them down, completely down, every one of them. I saw one woman standing in front of her house, a pile of ashes, huge, monstrous complex. Wasn't nothing left but ashes. And she was there, and the commentator was talking to her, and she says, my home cost me $30 million. And it's rubbish. Burned completely down. Well, let me tell you, God is judging the world. Some of you may or may not know about the abortionist here a while back that had the airplane crash in the Millionaires Club in Montana. But in Montana, this last year, during the winter, there was an airplane, a single-engine turboprop, nice, about a $3 or $4 million airplane, had 14 people. Now, it was only an 11-place airplane, but this had about 5 or 6 small children, so the airplane wasn't overloaded. It was flying into the Millionaires Club in Montana, and they're on 500 yards approximately from the end of the runway, which right there it is. I mean, in a turboprop, that's in a few seconds you're going to be on the ground. And all of a sudden, the airplane just violently pitched down and crashed nose first, blew all to pieces, and all 14 people just totally destroyed. And you think, wonder why this happened. Well, I checked it out, and it belonged to first of all, where did it crash? Crash going into the Millionaires Club in Montana. It crashed in a Catholic graveyard right beside the tomb to the unborn child. And then I found out who owned the airplane, and it was one of the largest abortion chain clinic owners in the United States of America. And then I found out that he also had another grandchild about a year before that rolled off the edge of the bed and got hung between the bed and the wall and smothered to death. So his entire family is gone. Now, somebody said, it was a coincidence. No, it wasn't no coincidence. This man kills children. This is his job. He owns all these abortion clinics, and God is judging him, and he killed his family. Whatever you sow, that's what you're going to reap. Well, then Dr. Tiller, how many of you have heard of Dr. Tiller? Some of you may have read the paper, whatever, but Dr. Tiller supposedly was a Christian. He served as an usher in an Episcopal church. And just recently, Dr. Tiller, well, maybe a couple of years ago, Dr. Tiller was told by a man walked in and told him, if you don't stop killing these babies, I'm going to kill you. And he didn't pay any attention to it. Now, see, we have a hard time believing that's God. But it is. God's warning this man. But he ain't listening. So then the Lord sent a man to shoot him, and he got shot in both arms. I thought, what a coincidence. What do you use to get do abortions with? Your hands or your arm. And he got shot in both of them. Well, as soon as he got well, he went right back to doing abortions. Now, Dr. Tiller was one of the only doctors that if you're in the last seconds of the final birthing of a child and the mother decides, I don't want the child, he'd just kill it for you just like that. I mean, Dr. Tiller will kill a full-grown child as long as one foot still in that womb, it's an abortion. And he would kill it, and he was guilty of killing over 60,000 children. Does that sound like God's pretty merciful? And if I was sending them little critters down here, I would never let you kill 60,000 of them before I stopped you. But that shows the mercy of God, right? God let him kill 60,000, and then he warned him all those times, and he wouldn't heed it. And so then just recently, God sent a man in church on Sunday morning while he's working as an usher in the church and killed him before the congregation. In church, 62 years old, Dr. Tiller lost his life. And I don't know, but I got a feeling where he went. And I don't think it was heaven. Because the Word of God says no murderer has eternal life. So he's a murderer. And so I got a feeling he's burning in hell today. But only God really knows. But God is judging the whole world. He's judging all over the world. You know, things are happening everywhere. I mean, we're looking at America. Storms, you know, hurricanes in the Philippines. I mean, you name it. It's happening. Now then, what's going to stop it? We need to repent and come back to God. Now, if you're a Christian, you need to get in God's Word and learn how to stand on His Word, because with what's going to happen in America in the next few months, I just heard that the Dutch have already decided they will no longer take the American dollar. Anybody else heard that besides me?
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Flesh and Spirit War Against Each Other, in its entirety or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.